Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, beamed weekly from T3 Towers direct to your ears via the world web, interweb, web wide thing, making the globe a slightly better place to be this week. 2008, only 5 months old, and already we're looking back on it. Soon people will be digging out their Abercrombie & Fitch shirts and rummaging to find their Leona Lewis CDs to hold retro 2008 party nights. We'll be taking stock and picking out our choice items from the year so far. Plus, we've had tiny laptops. Now it's the turn of the desktops. Find out how much PC £235 gets you. And Best Buy is coming to the UK. Who are they and what do they want? All that, plus the usual gubbins we tend to throw in. And speaking of which, I'm joined, as ever, by T3's Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good to be here.
Excellent. Ah, you've been working on that.
Yeah, I still couldn't think of anything.
Oh, well, it's getting better. It's getting better. Now, Duncan, once again, I see you're looking peaky. What's the bee in your virtual bonnet this week?
Well, I'll tell you what the bee in my virtual bonnet is this week, Dan. Mm. It was more difficult to say than I thought it was going to be. Sorry. It's a bit... I was just annoyed by a blog that I wrote.
Read. Your own blog?
Yeah, no, I really annoy myself at times. It was in The Guardian's computer game section, which is only online, I think. Don't think they have computer game section in the newspaper itself. And it was this bloke who was saying he didn't like Grand Theft Auto 4, which I thought was fine, an unusual point of view almost. Or he said, you know, it wasn't completely perfect, at least.
And when we say not completely perfect, we're not talking about sort of 95% imperfect.
Yeah.
In the sense that CVG...
Yeah, CVG's terrible diplomatic error in not giving it 101%. He said, the bit that annoyed me wasn't the fact that he didn't think that GTA 4 was perfect. He said, it's not perfect, but you have to play it, because otherwise you're missing out on a vital cultural experience.
So in the sense that if you don't play it, you won't be able to talk about anything down the pub?
Yeah. And I thought, firstly, that's exactly the kind of toss that The Guardian comes out with, and why all right-thinking people despise it. Even people who agree with its politics, like myself. But anyway... And the other thing I thought was, isn't that how Nazism got started?
Something like that. But you see, this is the excuse I use when it comes to watching football, when it's teams that I don't have any connection with. So, Liverpool-Chelsea semi-final.
I told myself as a neutral.
That I had to watch it, because otherwise I'd turn up at work the next day and not be able to talk.
Well, I think that's a whole other different argument. I just hate this thing. I mean, firstly, I hate broadsheet coverage of things like pop music and computer games, because they go on about it like they're offering some kind of insight.
But in fact, The Guardian is quite media, I should say.
But they don't offer any more insight than even the worst kind of computer games magazine put together by 12-year-olds. And then, but they've got such airs and graces about it. And then they're trying to tell you that it's a cultural experience that you can't miss out on to play GTA 4, whilst at the same time having their cake and eating it by saying they don't actually like it all that much.
Yeah, so there.
So I'm boycotting The Guardian's website from now on.
I'm sure they'll weep tonight when they hear that. Now, there's the Nissan Titan, the Titan Moon, and the Titan Gods. But now there's a new Titan to add to our lexicon, the Titan 700, a £235 PC with a footprint smaller than an A4 sheet of paper. Duncan, it seems the E-Effect is starting on our desktop PCs now.
Yeah, I suppose that's one way of putting it. Although, I mean, there have been small PCs for a while.
Yeah, I have
but,
to say, it's not the first, is it?
It's not. So in a way, this is a rubbish item. but it is smaller even than Mac Mini, I think, just about.
I've had sort of shuttle PCs and things like that. They're quite small. But this is really small.
Yeah, there's a picture of it next to a Coke can.
Yeah.
Which there's only one other thing which I know of which is compared in length to a Coke can on a regular basis.
Yes, good. Although, in the comparison, the PC is actually bigger than the Coke can, which kind of somewhat defeats the object.
Yeah, perhaps they should have used
the same
a slightly
size as
lager
a Coke can.
A lager can is bigger than a Coke can, isn't it?
And
it would, I think, be about that size.
Yeah, okay, anyway. So that's the proportions we're talking about. It's about
the size of a can of lager with maybe a couple of beer mats piled on top of it.
Okay, good. slightly more accurately, it's, as we say, smaller than an A4 sheet of paper in footprint, and it's 70 millimetres, 7 centimetres deep. So it's quite small.
Yeah, it's small, and with desks getting smaller due to the ever-increasing... population of Britain.
And the credit crunch.
Yes. Yeah, meaning that people can't afford to splash out on MDF. it's good news for consumers.
What you get for your £235 is a 2 gigahertz VIA processor, 250 gigabyte hard drive, a gig of RAM, and a DVD burner, ready to add your own OS monitor and keyboard to.
Yeah, that's... I think that's all right. I mean, £235 is very cheap, but it's...
It's not that cheap, though, is it? I mean, if it was £99, I'd be thinking, brilliant, you know, one in every room.
What if it was £3.50? I'd be thinking, yeah, that's amazing, but you have to be a little bit realistic.
I'd be suspicious, actually.
Yeah, it's...
£235, I could build a... Okay, it wouldn't be this small, but I could build a reasonable PC for £235.
I know, but it's not aimed at clever people like you. It's aimed at, the sort of idiots who go to PC World and...
And just pluck it off the shelves.
Yeah.
It's not really a great looker, though, is it?
It's not sexy. It has to be said. Because I was going to say, the one thing about it is, hopefully, unlike Apple, they're not trying to turn it into some kind of benefit that you have to add your own keyboard and monitor, yeah, which is what Apple did. It's like, you can bring your own monitor to the party. But it has to be said, it's very un-Apple-like in another way.
It doesn't look anything like...
It is a munter. Dear, oh dear.
There's a lot of bent metal and screws around the back and things like that.
It does look like a homemade PC, actually, going back to what you're saying.
It does. And I suppose the one thing about the E that's in the laptop version... Was,
as opposed to the dangerous drug.
Yeah. Well, it was cheap, and okay, it was a bit plasticky and stuff, but it looked quite good.
Looks all right. Looks all right.
Yeah, this they haven't spent anything on design.
This, by contrast, does not look all right.
Yeah. Although, it has to be said, Asus is also lining up a desktop version of the EPC.
So, yeah, well, that makes sense, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, I suppose, I mean, the thing about the E, obviously, is it's completely portable because it's got its own screen, which obviously is not a benefit that you get from a desktop, but it's...
So, I mean, do you see these as being as successful as the Ultra Portables? They've taken 2008 by storm?
Which, the desktop version of it? No, I don't.
It's not quite as compelling, is it?
I mean, small is always good, but obviously it's not as useful in a desktop as it is in a portable.
Okay.
Unless, as I say, you do have that problem of a tiny desk due to your lack of money.
And the credit crunch. Well, you're moving on swiftly. You're probably used to ads on telly like this.
The world of electricals can be a confusing place. At Comet, we're training our staff so that they have the knowledge to guide you through it. Comet, we live electricals.
Yes, that was the original from way back in 2005.
Yes, heady days.
Yes.
When nobody
stuff.
At that time had heard the phrase, we live electricals.
Yes, yet they still haven't really changed the advert. But anyway, we could soon be getting ads like this.
I pledge.
I pledge.
I pledge to help you find your perfect
flat panel TV.
I pledge to set up your HD right.
I pledge to help you every step of the way.
For the ultimate viewing experience, we pledge to save you $500 when you purchase a Panasonic plasma TV and Blu-ray player. That's HD done right. Only at Best Buy.
Best Buy, yes. If you've been reading your FT in the last week or so, as I'm sure you have, Duncan, you may have noticed this. The Best Buy has bought a chunk of Carphone Warehouse. Not perhaps the most earth-shattering news, but it could see a big change for gadgets on the high street. Are you familiar with Best Buy?
Not enormously familiar, and they're a chain in America, aren't they?
But, they are a big chain. They're actually the biggest electrical retailer by value in the world.
Okay.
So they're pretty massive in the States.
Well, everything's bigger in the States, isn't it?
They also call their sales staff blue shirts, which I find slightly alarming because...
It's better than being called brown shirts.
Yes, I was going to say, normally when you have a colour and a shirt,
I know.
It doesn't work too well.
And that advert, they were very regimented and sounded ruthlessly efficient.
It could be a ploy, but...
They are now invading Britain.
They also have their own rap, you know?
Oh.
Would you like to hear it?
Not especially, but I don't think that's going to stop you.
No, I'm still going to play it. Here we go.
Best Buy, 521, turn on the fun. When it comes to competition, you'll be killing them, son. BTC, organic, growth, prop, 2167, levers of SOP, customer centric. We care, plus we know our centers of action. We staff, train, and zone, it's like a chain reaction. Manage our performance with CSEs, held accountable by the sales leader, MOD. We care, plus we know our centers of action. We staff, train, and zone, like a chain reaction. Manage our performance with CSC, held accountable by the sales leader, MOD.
I have to say, this is only enhancing their image as ruthlessly efficient sales warriors.
There was something there about the competition. We kill them, G.
We're killing them something.
Yeah, or bro.
Yeah, we're
son.
Killing them, son, I think it was.
Well,
I think that's,
a threat in my language.
In the kind of rapper parlesque of we're doing better.
Whereby killing means being nice to.
Doing better than.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, to be fair, that was better than Thingy from Halifax, wasn't it? As corporate singing goes. What's that guy's name?
Is it him. I know who you mean.
Yeah, he's really famous.
Yeah, he's great.
Anyway, yeah, him. Better than him.
When it comes to console launches and the like, there's always a lot of talk on US message boards about whether Best Buy has stock, when there are clips of YouTube and the queue outside Best Buy.
Right, right.
I mean, Currys and PC World are probably the closest thing we've got, but I think this is more of a phenomenon.
It sounds like it, yeah. I would never describe Currys as a phenomenon.
No, exactly. But people do, like, employees are kind of...
Yeah, they do sound like they've got that American thing going on of being very motivated and very... It's like tapping into being part of the culture as opposed to a very miserable afternoon on a horrible industrial estate.
Well, they're reckoning on bringing their first big stores over here next year. It could help bring down prices on the high street. But I suppose the big question is, does anyone even bother with the high street anymore?
Yeah, that's what I don't, I must admit. It's like when Walmart bought Asda and that was supposed to... cause prices to kind of fall through the floor, which hasn't really happened. I mean, the economic conditions are not the same over here as they are in America.
This is it.
And also, lower economies of scale.
Yeah, I don't think we take as kindly to sort of sales sharp practice, you know, that kind of...
Yeah, I think, well, people in this country, they don't really like talking to shop assistants who know what they're going on about, for starters. They find that intimidating. And the idea of anybody being helpful in a shop is
a bit scary.
We don't like that.
Yeah.
We prefer kind of really surly teenagers who...
with badges saying, here to help.
I'm here to help.
Not actually doing anything helpful.
They're lying on those badges.
Okay. Now, we promised to look back on 2008 for no other reason than that next week we'll be looking at what we can expect to see over the next few months as we enter the summer and move towards the big Christmas launches. Yes, I did say that word. Duncan, what have been the big stories of 2008 thus far?
Well, I suppose the HD format war.
Ah, yes.
That's what it's been all about for me.
all about the Blu-ray, baby.
I've read this really funny article a while ago of this guy saying how format wars were terrible and it was such a shame that this was going on. And I was like, I love format wars.
I just think it's great that
it's the only exciting thing about
it's
the
now
technology
over,
world.
And Blu-ray sales have plummeted.
Yeah, that's pretty funny as well. I mean, format wars, like actual wars, are a great deal of fun and I think we should have more of them.
It did give us a lot of stuff to write about for a long
exactly,
time.
Exactly. Well, that's why it's been all about it for me.
Yeah,
as the general population looked on in complete disinterest. People in the gadget press were just like, thousands of words pouring
I suppose the format war has been now replaced by the endless wait for the 3G iPhone.
Well, that's the other big story of the year is the... Can you call it a story when something doesn't actually exist?
It hasn't actually happened yet, yeah.
I think actually in our line of business we can call it a story.
Column inches have been devoted endlessly to this.
The 3G iPhone, yeah, is it... it would be funny if it never came out, wouldn't it? Wouldn't we look stupid? It did, because it did cross my mind a while ago that maybe Apple don't want to have a 3G iPhone. They want to go down the Wi-Fi route constantly.
There were adverts in the press lately about asking for engineers to field test 3G sort of stuff for Apple. So,
To be fair, that does sound promising.
That sounds pretty, yeah. I think we've kind of, you know, we can say it's coming. It's more a matter of when.
They might test it and go, no, that's no good.
What rubbish. Why did we even think of that? And I suppose while we're on Apple, the MacBook Air.
Yeah, well, that was a classic Apple launch.
It was huge at the time.
Yeah, it was sort of got masses of coverage in not just in the gadget press, but in the what I like to call the proper press. And have many people bought it? I would imagine not. I know a couple of people who bought it, but they're the kind of people who would.
There's a bit of an emperor's clothes thing about this, in that. I think collectively en masse we did, as the audience in the auditorium when it was unveiled did that collective. I think everyone else did as well.
Well, I didn't. I wrote a thing saying it wasn't all that good.
Okay, so you're
smart. So there.
I was excited, and of course I haven't bought one.
No, it is. I think it is an exciting product, just because it's so much thinner than everything else, and it does suggest how laptops may look in a couple of years.
Yeah, but it is that you then think, okay, so hold on, one USB port.
Exactly. DVD, I mean, now somebody has to go away and do the same thing. It's like Cloverfield, the film Cloverfield. Have you seen that? It's like a brilliant idea executed pretty poorly.
Right.
But now hopefully somebody will take that idea. It's about it's a monster movie filmed on a handheld camera.
I'm not sure how we've gone from MacBook Air to Cloverfield, but
it's the idea of a very good idea executed, you know, not so well, and somebody else will now hopefully come along, or Apple themselves will do it better, you know.
Good. And I suppose we can't really get away without mentioning Grand Theft Auto 4.
What?
Yeah. Which we've been banging on about the past couple of weeks as well. So
you have.
Yeah, I have. You haven't. Yes, I forgot you're a Wii fanatic.
Oh, no.
CNN which is not normally a part of the right-wing media. That's normally left to Fox in the States. But
Fox is a little bit right-wing.
Yes, yeah. Ever so slightly. But there has been a bit of a conservative backlash. And there was
against kind of GTA 4.
What we call a rant in the business on CNN, which was basically saying, "Don't buy this; your children will turn into killers."
Just a school of thought. I don't know. That's,
if you check it out on YouTube, there's also some great debunkings of all the arguments they use to say this.
So, it's one of those arguments that's never going to go away because, to be honest, you can't prove it one way or the other. But there's a big weight of evidence that says
one stat that
playing
I liked,
violent games doesn't cause violence.
Well, this is the point. The one stat that I liked from this kind of debunking of the rant was that Mortal Kombat came out. 94 or something
that.
And that was the first one that the moral media really got on their high horse about.
Yeah, they were right about people ripping people's spines out.
Yeah, things like that. But since 1994, violent crime in the States, and here incidentally, has fallen. So
because of Mortal Kombat.
There we go, you see? Ergo.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Grand Theft Auto 4 will actually lower crime.
Well, it'll certainly take people off the streets. I wouldn't actually surprise me if it did cause a slight fall in crime. But anyway.
There we go. Well, we could talk about 2008 all day, but sadly...
I think we have.
Yeah, possibly. That is all we have time for. Just a few seconds left to hear your quickfire reactions to this week's retrospective last words, starting with Nokia N96. Do you remember that?
Do you mean the N95?
No, I don't mean
N95,
the N95
8 gig.
Exactly. I don't mean the N95 8 gig. It was it's the Nokia N96. What happened to that? It was a big launch flop.
Yeah.
See?
So much so that I didn't even register.
There we go. Smile detection on cameras.
Smell detection?
No, smile.
Oh, well, no use for
the
me.
Exciting new feature for this year.
A complete waste of time for me and everybody I know.
I like that. You can, you know, kids, the instant kids smile, you will snap their picture.
Yes, I don't want that.
Mm. Well, you want sort of screaming kids.
I just don't want to photograph kids at all. You get arrested for that these days if
true.
They're not your relatives.
Slightly dodgy ground, Rod, actually. Now you come to mention it. And Sony's OLED TVs.
Olay.
Olay.
Duh.
Okay, these are the very, very thin TVs.
Yeah, I know what they are.
Good, okay.
I was saying Olay because I like them. That's a Spanish way of saying well done.
Pun. Okay. Well, according to your score, you are a modern man for modern times.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Good. That really is all we have time for. Subscribe to us on iTunes under Technology Podcasts and log on to t3.com for all the latest. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.